The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
That's right. We are back. We are back. We are back.
Wait,
aren't we?
When were we gone? I've been in the studio this whole time. Joe, where have you been for the past 3 weeks? I've been sitting here waiting to start the show for the past three weeks.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It happens. Studio. That must be sore bottoms right over there.
Well, you know, at least we get Uber Eats and Roger will pop in every now and then with, you know, something for me to eat, you know, because he knows I get hungry.
Yep.
So anyway, let's see. Do I have to cue? Oh, yeah. Let me cue Betty.
Woo woo, woo wee. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio 01000001.
Hey, it's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info. And our phone lines are ready for you too at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 148 of the Joe and Anthony Show, back from summer break 2018.
Yay!
Monday, 17th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit IncomeProtect.com for more information. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, how was your day, Anthony?
Oh my God, today was ridiculous. Today was a ridiculous day. I had an employee at another site that walked out. It was not very fun. I have to deal with that tomorrow.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it was a challenging day, and I've had this sinus allergy thing that's just been beating my it's really been kicking my ass.
It's been kicking your ass.
It's been kicking my ass since Thursday. Yeah, we had some.
I ain't far behind you, buddy.
Yeah, I know you've been having some allergies too, but yeah, like last Thursday we had this huge storm rolling last Thursday, and all of a sudden I was sitting around, and all of a sudden I just got so congested, and I've just been that way since. At first, I thought I was getting sick, but now I don't think I'm getting sick. I think this is just some kind of an allergy reaction. So,
yeah, well, you know, when those storms kick up those winds, I mean, it's bound to bring in stuff that just you're not expecting. And it's,
oh, yeah, no, totally. I think we had 60-mile-an-hour winds for that storm,
yeah.
Too. It was pretty bad, so I can only imagine the amount of crap that got blown in from further up in the state.
And, you know, for us here, what people don't realize is that we've had quite a bit of rain that has saturated the ground. So that's given way to a lot of new foliage and ragweed and all the things that cause all the pollen and the mold. And,
ragweed.
It just sets your nose on fire. It sets your eyes itching like you've got little pollen granules clustering everywhere in your eyeballs.
Pollen granules. Pollen granules.
pollen granules. They're like micrometeor size.
Wow. Micrometeors. Micrometeor whatever. Polymer granular thing.
So, folks, hopefully, you know, the recording will sound delicious and the live recording or the live broadcast sounds great because I have some new equipment in the studios.
Yeah, we finally upgraded Joe from his tin can and string, and we actually gave him a real piece of silicon electronics so that now we can communicate a little bit easier now. It's been great.
Right.
It seems to be working all right. Yeah. I haven't noticed any weird oddities or anything, at least nothing more than usual.
Yeah, so far it's been pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so. I think what happened is, you know, sometimes you just have to upgrade your equipment because... Gosh, I've had this equipment probably since 2013.
Oh, goodness.
And, you know, when it comes to technology, stuff from 2013 is, well, it may have been, like, it may be what our standard is now.
Yeah.
But back then, it was new, and it wasn't...
new and shiny.
It was new and shiny.
It was new and shiny. But did you have that one Aeris model... something that gave you problems that like was giving everyone problems.
Possibly, and it sounds like we got a phone call.
Yeah, we do got a caller. So let me find. It's been so long. I haven't been in the studio for so long. Wait. I think I got it. Caller, I think you're on the air. Say something.
Hey,
it's Ezel.
Marcus
McAdoo. It's Ezel. Hi, Ezel. How's it going?
Wait, Smarticus?
Smarticus. Oh, I'm sorry, Smarticus.
Yeah, this is Smarticus McAdoo. Yeah, man. Oh, man. This is brother to Ezel, man.
Oh, Ezel's brother. Ezel's brother. Okay, I see. So Smarticus, whatever your name is. How you doing? What's going on?
Oh, man, you're breaking up real bad,
uh-oh.
Man. I can't hear
uh-oh.
You.
Are you?
Well, how you doing?
Uh-oh, we're having technical difficulties, I think.
Well, you sound
can hear
fine.
You sound fine. Can you not?
Sound
can
fine.
You hear me? What's going on? What's the problem?
Uh-oh. Man, I got a bad connection, man. I can't hear you guys, man. You're breaking up. I'll call you later. I just want to touch bases with you about that ragweed, man.
Okay. Okay.
But I'll take one back because we got a loose connection or some shit.
Maybe.
Why don't
maybe.
You give us a call in the second half of the show?
Yeah, give us a call. And calls from a landline. Landlines work so much better with our equipment. All right.
Okay, I'll tell you about the new Spartacus McAdoo.
Okay, you can tell us about the new Spartacus McAdoo later on. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Yeah, all right.
At the end of half of the show, we'll have Spartacus whatever McAdoo.
I'll call you later, man.
All right. And go find a payphone.
So, all Anthony, right. What you got for us in your weed corner?
Oh, my goodness. Other than a lot of allergies going crazy on me. All right. So, you know, we, I don't know. I know we've talked about it in the past on the show, and I've done it, and I have some money at stake here. But
we were just talking about it before.
Yes, we were just talking off air about it. And if you have been watching stocks that have anything to do with the marijuana industry, except for MassRoot. MassRoot seems just falling down the toilet. Goodbye, MassRoot. Goodbye. That was some money I'll never get back. But anywho, so well, if you've been watching, the wheat stocks have been doing outrageously well lately. And I mean, like this one comes from the Motley Fool, Kevin Spites. For example, he gave us this great article called "Marijuana Stocks Are Doomed for Colossal Collapse." And he points out, like, Tilray's stock, which actually I have some shares of Tilray. They have skyrocketed 270% in the past month. It has been I've had the stock for a little bit longer than that, and it's just been absolutely ridiculous in how it's just been kept going, and it just keeps going and going and going. Clearly indicative of a bubble, which is what's going to happen anyway. Canopy Growth and Afria have more than doubled during the same month period. And Kronos Group isn't too far behind them. They're at about an 80% gain in about a month, which is still quite surprising. The top 10 cannabis growers have an average price-to-sale ratio of 201. All right, Tilray is the most expensive of the group with a price-to-sale ratio of 318.
What's the price-to-sale ratio?
Price-to-sale ratio is something that I meant to put a link in here to explain, but I kind of forgot to, so I might have to do a little Google search on it. It's price-to-sale ratio is let me explain.
And by the way, folks, you know, we are not licensed securities or brokerage professionals, so none of this should be taken as any kind of sound advice. So therefore, you should consult a professional if
yes,
you're interested.
Yes, don't listen to us for stock advice because I lost some money with this whole mass root.
This is basically our own little capitalistic hobby.
No, why not? Okay, so it's the price to sale ratio is a valuation metric for stocks. It is calculated by dividing the company's market cap by the revenue in the most recent year.
Okay.
Okay. So apparently,
so let's do my Aurora Cannabis if you've got that.
Oh, I don't have a calculator handy. This was just in the article. I'm just going by the article.
Oh, they don't have a calculator?
I'm sorry. You could probably Google it.
Do we have calculator music?
I don't know if we have calculator music. I think that's our calculator music. All right, let me get through this. It's a boring piece because it's about finances. Anyway, so they have their price to sale ratio is more than three times of similar industries. So like they're comparing this with like the liquor industry. They're comparing it with tobacco, pharmaceutical. So all these other industries that are comparable to the marijuana industry, they have like price to sale ratios of like 100, 90. And these are just off the chart, especially with Tilray. I mean, they're like at 318. So, anyway, the Motley Fool pretty much predicts a collapse in the near future, which is why I'm keeping an eye on my stocks. They say it's likely unless one of these three scenarios are met. So the first thing, of course, that would bring absolute joy to the weed market would be U.S. legalization, which is which they estimate to be a 23.4 billion with a B dollar market. Yeah, exactly. There've been some eyes on the UK. There's some speculation that there might be some rapid international market growth with the UK. And then the other option that could really swing things around is a note. Found a handy chart tool for price to. All right, so you'll tell us what your stock's price to sale is after I finish this. And then the other option is apparently in Canada there's a lot of small producers or growers in Canada, which is kind of keeping the market soft. But they think that there might actually be some consolidation that might happen, and if we see a lot of that consolidation, we may actually see the marijuana markets keep going. So for now they're going, but they're like everything else. There's always that risk, so invest carefully, ladies and gentlemen.
This
so,
is true.
So where are you at with your Aurora stock with their price to
okay,
sale
well,
ratio?
Okay, well, unfortunately, I got the wrong one.
Okay,
so let me just quickly do my doohickey here, folks. Yes, perfect music for doohickiness.
Doohickey.
So Aurora
music.
Cannabis is out of Canada, of course.
Uh huh.
And they are a company that produces and distributes medical cannabis products in Canada and internationally.
Okay.
It is vertically integrated and horizontally diversified across every principal segment of the value chain,
okay,
including facility engineering and design. So, their stock symbol is ACBFF, and if I put it into this handy-dandy calculating device that is ycharts.com, let's see what we get. Aurora Cannabis currently, let's see where that PS ratio is. Oh, it says it's 94.3.
So it's actually kind of in the normal.
Yeah.
compared to others in the, because I think the industry, most of the people that it was like between one, like 90 and 110 between the liquor, pharmaceutical and tobacco industries. So that's where they're all sitting at. So, and that seems to be where he was going with this article, that as long as it's kind of hanging out in this particular area, when it's too high, it's too hot. And it's going to burst. But if it's like stays with the rest of the market, then it's fine. So, and that's the thing. I should look at some of the Canadian ones, too, because it's possible that we may see a little more stabilization on the Canadian markets, which, again, they say is a possibility.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I could go on forever talking about this, but you have a really other cool. Well,
yes,
yeah,
but it is cool. It isn't. Yeah. So my next weed story, and we got 4 minutes until your news. So this one comes from the Washington Post, from Radley Barco. And this is about marijuana legalization and highway fatalities in Colorado. Since 2012, prohibition supporters have warned that recreational marijuana would lead to a scourge of drunk drivers on the state's road. A month-by-month comparison of highway fatalities in Colorado since legalization has shown that roadway fatalities are trending downward over a 13-year average. The figures are similar in states that have similar in other states that have also legalized medical marijuana. Some researchers have gone so far as to suggest that better access to pot is making the roads safer, as people may be substituting marijuana for alcohol. And since marijuana causes less, not no, because stone driving is can still be a bad thing. Since marijuana causes less driver impairment than booze, there's less traffic incidents. Of course, there's also the round of theory that in the past 13 years, cars have gotten safer. We've seen a lot more technology also in cars that kind of thwart the whole distracted driving situation. So
I see.
Yeah. So it may, and at the end of the day, marijuana may have no correlation at all to anything of this. This may just be a fact that the cars are getting safer and marijuana isn't raising. The whole point is it's not going up.
Okay,
it's at least going. It's going in a downward trend. Yeah, it's going in a downward trend. I mean, because there's really no good way to test, you know, do a roadside test for marijuana because you don't have a breathalyzer and blood test, that urine test, that could last for 60 days. So anyway, so that's my weed news. I see you've turned on your spotlight for your dictionary moment. So let's go ahead and let's move into wherever we're going next before we go to your news.
Okay.
My random news story.
Well, first I do want to quickly report, folks, if you hadn't heard by now, Burt Reynolds has died. I believe he was 82 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, he had quite a lovely career.
Yeah, quite. Well, you know, hey, he was an iconic figure in this country, or in the world, actually. He was a global iconic figure for a very long time. And it's very sad that we lost Burt Reynolds, but Burt Reynolds was old, and we all get old. Eventually, we'll all be there, but we don't like to talk about that on this show because we talk about happy things. So,
let's go into my special little dictionary mode here, shall we?
Okay, go ahead and play your dictionary music.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary.
I see you flipping it around like that.
Tell you all about it. Okay, here we go.
All the pages might just fly out if you keep doing that.
All right. So today's word of the day. I've got it, but I can't see it because I'm getting old. All right, we took off the glasses. And today's word of the day is pitcher. And since we've chosen the number two option for pitcher, a pitcher is a vessel for liquids with a handle and a lip or a spout for pouring. And it's got something in Latin by Carius, goblet. So there's your word for the day.
Are you crossing them out so we don't repeat them?
No.
Because we have like 300 more shows to do. So we may start running onto the same word. I mean, we might do pitcher again in like two and a half years or something.
This. How about this? I'm going to make sure that in my specialized little app here.
Are we
going to
make a list of words that we've said?
I'm going to make a note, and I'm just going to say pitcher was the dictionary word of the day.
Oh, that's too funny.
There we go.
All right.
So now I know, and you know.
Now I know. We're somewhere. We're definitely somewhere. So,
so I found an interesting story that I think I can read really fast.
Okay.
This is the meat of the meat controversy, and this is from our friends at Restaurant News Information, something or other.
Uh-huh.
In a sign of the times, Missouri has become the first state to prohibit restaurateurs and other marketers from using the term meat for anything that doesn't come from an animal carcass. The law, passed in May at the behest of cattle ranchers and meat processors, is intended to prohibit sellers of meat like analog products from equating their wares to the actual thing. Lawmakers say the new legal definition is necessary to allay consumers' confusion about which foods come from plants and which originate from animals.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
And I'm kind of mixed on that. Because it really isn't meat. You know.
Well, I mean, if it's made from corn, it's not fucking meat. It's made from corn.
It's corn.
It's a vegetable patty.
Yeah.
Call it that. Call it a vegetable patty.
You know, even though we know this is purely a political and capitalistic pig move, in some ways it makes sense, though. I mean, you can't call a soy burger meat.
True. But hey, did you have a comment or follow-up to anything we've said tonight? Or do you want to be a part of this UniQ experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing until we get to episode 420. So smoke them if you got them and give us a call. Okay, Roger, take it away.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today is September 17th, 2018, and as such, it is National Apple Dumpling Day, Constitution and Citizenship Woo-hoo! Day,
wow.
And National Monte Cristo Day.
Ooh, I like a good Monte
Citizen
Cristo.
Joe's fat ass is going to dumpling his way over to the Monte Cristo wheel, which Anthony will activate with a push of a button that stimulates a spinning wheel that Joe, quote unquote, pulled, I think. Quick, before all this Monte Cristo grease causes my insides to fall apart, take it away.
My goodness.
Roger,
all right.
Roger, be Christo'd out.
Wow. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead and give the wheel. We'll do a...
Oh, boy.
We'll do the quick wheel.
Oh, boy.
Because we're already almost 3 minutes into your news.
That's okay. We're going to cut it short tonight.
Okay. That's fair enough. All right. So, Morgan Sung from Mashable brings us our random news story of the night and shows that hurricanes can bring out more crazy in some people, or bring out the crazy in some people. Yeah. Many Floridians have built a brand off of doing dumb shit, and Lane is no exception. As most people evacuated for Hurricane Florence, Lane, who started referring to himself as Florida Man, left his home in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and drove to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so he could face off with the hurricane on video. When Florence arrived with 50-mile-an-hour winds, wearing nothing but a pair of underwear, Lane marched into the street barefoot while the wind whipped his hair and an American flag he was carrying.
Oh my God.
He topped off the video with Slayer's, quote, raining blood song. Yeah. The video is just ridiculous. You'll have to look at it later. A reporter covering the storm referred to him as being, quote, being silly in the street, end quote, as she gave her live report of Florence's destruction while the idiot hung out in the background, shirtless, with his American flag in 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when asked by the reporter what he was thinking, he simply replied that he was just being free and American. When asked if he was just trying to get famous, he said, nope, I'm not trying to get famous. but then he name dropped himself and said, look, I've already been viral. Look up Hurricane Headbanger. So publicity stunt. That's how it works. Lane started a GoFundMe account that raised $380 in a day to cover his cost of gas, coffee, and a tire repair. Lane pulled the same stunt during Hurricane Matthew in 2016 and Hurricane Irma last year. That's it. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU,
Betty,
which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org,
the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express.
Oh, no. Let's go the opposite way. Let's make
it
faster.
Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty.
Oh, sorry, Betty. Anyways, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway Airport.
The land of confusion.
Don't forget, if you got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. It's hot, it's clear. The dew point is 63, humidity is 46, it feels like it's 87. Winds are coming out of the east at 8, and it's infinity. You can see forever outside. Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with the low around 67. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 76. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Grab your favorite device and tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DeBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, September 19th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for a complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, too. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Well, tonight's stories will be a little more serious, folks. So, Anthony, would you agree that we may not agree with the following? Once you enter a privately owned establishment, and that could be a restaurant, a grocery store, a beauty care salon,
a cruise ship,
you sort of lose your constitutional rights in cases like these that I'm going to talk about in a minute. Or the rulings leave it up to the business to decide. We need to be more vocal about it to force a change. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. It's a fine line. That's really always the issue.
Well, this Burgerville regional quick service chain is once again waist deep in controversy over labor matters.
Uh-oh.
This time because of a policy that forbids employees from wearing buttons promoting political causes. The flare wear in question were buttons declaring Immigration and Customs Enforcement should be abolished and that no immigrant is in the country illegally. Others bore the message, Black Lives Matter. Customers complained about the buttons, prompting management to issue an employee directive saying the slogans were too controversial and hence would be banned, according to local media reports. When 10 employees refused to take off the pins, saying Burgerville was being racist, they were sent home, forcing their store to close its drive-thru. A day later, the employees were reinstated and paid for the hours they missed. But employees who hoped to unionize the chain after winning union representation at 2 stores say that's not enough. They want an apology.
Really?
While Burgerville had a long-standing verbal policy prohibiting the wearing of personal buttons, we did not have a written policy about this, the company said in a statement according to Restaurant Business. This company is adopting one that represents our long-standing commitment to it, creating a universally welcoming and inclusive environment for our customers and employees alike. We are instituting an updated uniform policy, and buttons and other messaging, both political and personal, will not be allowed. This clarified policy is set to take effect. Well, it took effect last week. So
there you go.
So, you know, this gets tricky, folks. You got to be careful with where you kind of want to say where the Constitution protects you and where it doesn't.
Well, I mean, a uniform is a uniform, and I guess I can understand the point in that aspect is that it's like if you want to, you know, it's generally constitutional rights end when you leave
for instance,
certain
I
issues of the
my
public.
Servers where meat killing meat is cruel buttons.
Yeah, I mean, would you want your servers walking around with PETA shirts? I mean, seriously. So, well, you've got 45 seconds till the break, so I don't know if you want to push it or if you want to save these to next week.
I'm going to save the rest of these stories till next week.
See, there you go. You have less work to do then this weekend.
Yeah.
So that works out.
Yeah. But, you know, I want to get back to the stock thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to need some guidance when it comes to the exit strategy, because maybe I just need a kick in the head in terms of what I should be realistically thinking.
Basically, it's what you feel comfortable winning or losing. Generally, I assume you'd want to sell it before it dips below what you bought it at.
Yeah.
Maybe more so, depending on how much it's increased. I mean, I would just keep adjusting it until, you know, it kind of sits within a reasonable line.
For now, there's nothing manually watching things.
All right. Well, that's good. I mean, if the stock starts taking off, then maybe you should keep a closer eye on it. Maybe set some alerts on that.
Yes.
So, anywho.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, dancing queers compete for ballroom glory, a gay singer's comeback champions at-risk youth, two novels reveal Middle Eastern life through gay voices, and in the news, an India-inspired celebrity challenges Singapore's anti-gay sex law, Romanians to vote on constitutionality banning civil marriage for same-gendered couples, and Australia's Senate condemns conversion therapy. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will regurgitate in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Chocolate lovers, watch out for new Choco Bliss.
Oh, what a sweet sensation. Oh, hostess, what you do to me. New Choco Bliss, a chocolatey creation. Relayers making chocolatey. Moist and chocolatey cake with chocolatey filling. Chocolatey ice takes a flu.
Choco Bliss,
a dream come true.
New Choco Bliss from Hostess. Watch out.
We're making biscuits every morning at the dining room. We're up at dawn.
Shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah.
Got our aprons on.
Ha-ha,
we're making up the dough.
Do-de-do.
We go warm it out, put it in a pan.
Nobody makes biscuits like we can. With bacon or sausage, the eggs are fresh. If we say so ourselves,
ours are the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Mmm, what a tan.
What a tan. What a tantalizing, moisturizing, mesmerizing.
What a tan.
What a tantalizing, mesmerizing, moisturizing.
What a tan.
Mmm, what a tan is different. It keeps your skin moist and sensuous. Go ahead, feel the difference.
Mmm, what a tan.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are tuned into Shyampa.
We radio.
Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks,
are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Ooh, good Lord.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Okay, cue Roger.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it
crazy
away,
everything.
Dude.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks,
You're
Roger.
Welcome, Anthony.
There you go. All right, let me open a weather window here and advance
weather
us to the next
window.
Track here.
The word of the day was pitcher. That's
the
right.
The word of the day was pitcher, as in catcher and pitcher.
No, as in goblet.
Oh, goblet. Yes, that was
yes,
it.
Like a lemonade pitcher.
All right. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 88 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 63%. We currently have a heat index of 97 degrees. It is 8:30 and it feels 97 outside. Fuck that. That's just too much. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. The dew point is at 74 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Is it? Yeah, it is. Tonight, Monday night, 30% scattered showers and storms, mainly before a half hour ago at 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. Yeah, I almost did say chicken storms. Tuesday, look, there's cold medicine involved tonight, or allergy medicine, which I'm treating as a cold. Anything. I'll pop any pill you give me right now. Tuesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 1 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tomorrow, the heat index values will be as high as 103.
Bam. Damn.
Yeah, right? I got to travel in that. Tuesday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 7 in the evening. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, we'll have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 91. Wednesday night, 30% chance of storms before 8. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Let me open my news script here. Sometimes I just listen to this track by itself when I'm kind of chilling in the studio. Little island beat. You know, it's really 8 bars. It's really only 8 bars that just keep repeating itself. So, tonight's first Florida news story, Olivia Hitchcock from the Palms Beach Post brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night about living the Florida lifestyle.
Oh, boy.
Yep. According to reports, Wayne, 18, of Boynton Beach, Florida, discharged a handgun at a bus stop that led to a code red lockdown in Boynton Beach High School last Friday morning. Yeah, I remember when that happened. That was kind of crazy. Wayne was arrested by city police on numerous weapons charges, as well as charges of disturbing the peace, having a weapon on school property, and burglary stemming from a separate incident in March. Always sounds like a winner. It is still unclear where in the county Wayne allegedly fired the gun, although I thought it was at a bus stop. So Dick White's got to explain this a little bit. His public defender told the judge that the teen was running late for school, which is why he brought the gun with him, and that he had used the firearm to scare off a dog at the bus stop.
Okay.
So I'm running late, so I'm going to get a handgun. I need to bring a gun with me because I'm running late. That let me tell you, that is Florida logic right there. Southern logic. A judge ordered Wayne to remain in jail in lieu of $8,000 bond, though the state's attorney office argued he shouldn't be given bond at all, calling him a danger to society. An assistant state attorney said Wayne had the gun on the bus and handed the gun to another student. Another student alerted school authorities to the gunfire at the bus stop, which prompted the lockdown. Wayne was booked Friday evening into the Palm Beach County Jail, according to police records. He has been arrested on multiple charges, has arrested multiple times over the past year for burglary, car theft, and loitering charges.
Loitering.
According to the state attorney's office, he was convicted of one felony and four misdemeanor offenses as a juvenile. They're starting early in Florida.
They start early everywhere.
It does seem to be the case, doesn't it? All right. So, our next story. That's So Tampa. Haley Hines from Fox 13 News Tampa Bay brings us our next Florida news story about a man, a flight, and a whole lot of crazy. A passenger was scheduled to board a JetBlue plane to San Juan, Puerto Rico, caused quite a scene Wednesday at Tampa International Airport. Officials said the man, identified by officials as Ralph, became upset around 2 in the afternoon because his flight was delayed. Airport staff said that the tantrum, said during the tantrum, Ralph threatened to kill a gate agent from JetBlue and poop all over the baggage claim area. Joe, were you at TPA the other day? Were you there last Wednesday? Were you threatening to poop all over the luggage claim? Ralph kept screaming that he wanted his plane and demanded that airport employees get the plane to the airport while removing his clothes in the terminal. So I guess he was just going to poop all over the place. He's just, fuck it, I'm just going to poop right here in the terminal. Fuck the luggage. I mean, and that's true. Because if he wanted to go poop in the baggage claim, he'd have to leave the area, go back through security, take the tram back to the main terminal, and then take an escalator down three flights or three stories to get to the luggage. I'm like, just poop in the terminal. Poop in the, it's right there. The terminal is right there. Just poop right at the gate. Why would you poop at the baggage claim? You spent all this time getting through security. Why do you have to go back through? Anyway. So his possessions, including a backpack and dog food and water bowls, were scattered about the terminal. When police arrived, he started fighting with them, but got thrown to the ground while he was kicking at the police. Officers handcuffed Ralph and tried to take him away in a wheelchair, but eventually they just had to carry his ass out of the terminal because he was just so freaking unruly. Ralph was arrested and charged with battery of a law enforcement official. Ralph was accompanied by a Rottweiler mixed service dog, which can be seen in the video. You got to watch the video at some point. Airport officials said they took the dog to its canine facility where it will stay until animal control can take over. And I still want to fly with an emotional service donkey.
You know, on all the flights I've taken so far, I have not experienced any emotional support creatures.
Really?
Nope.
You're lucky. Well, when you come to Florida, because when you get to Florida, it will be different because all the old people. The old people are like the boomers, the old boomers, like especially the widowed women and singled women, like our mothers. They all have their animals. They have their little lap dogs or their peacocks or God the fuck knows what. Anyway, Let me take a drink of water here, and we'll finish our last story. Because I know Ezel's been trying to, or whoever's been trying to call in. Somebody from the McAdoo family.
Smarticus.
Smarticus, that was it. All right.
Sexy.
So we've been gone for a few weeks, so I got to give you a really good one tonight. Joel Shannon from USA Today brings us our final Florida news story of the night that involves booze, fire, nakedness, and Joe bouncing uncontrollably in the studio. Neighbors saw smoke coming from a house in Niceville, Florida, and called the fire department. When firefighters knocked on the door of the house, a confused man greeted the firefighters in all of his nakedness and informed them that he was trying to bake cookies and then closed the door, according to reports. The man showed no sign of understanding the danger that he was in.
Hey, it's all about the cookies.
It's all about the cookies, dude. After the man had been removed from the house for his own safety, firefighters informed him that he could have died of smoke inhalation. Firefighters wore oxygen masks as they took burning items from the home. A fire department investigation found that the man tried to make cookies on an unattended George Foreman grill. You know, I've never made cookies on my George Foreman. I think I need to now. That's now my next endeavor to make cookies on my George Foreman.
I think if I had a George Foreman, you could probably make one cookie.
Oh, I have one of those big ones. I have like a ginormous George. I have like, you can like cook half a cow on it. It's great. It's like I turn it on and the lights in the house dim. It's great.
If you're vegan, we apologize in advance.
Not really. When the grill caught fire, the man attempted to put the fire out by using towels, which also caught on fire.
Oh, boy.
It just became a blaze at that point.
This is not a sexy story.
Yes, the man, well, he was naked. This whole time, he was naked. That's the funny thing about it. He was naked this whole time. The man had obvious burns on his hands, but refused medical treatment. He later told authorities that he had smoked marijuana and consumed 2 liters of vodka. And that's how he lost his clothes. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
I like Plethora Monday. So if you want to give us a call, do so at 813-327-8566.
Yep, phone lines are open.
And landline phones are preferable.
Yeah, certain cell phones just kind of do funky things.
Well, especially if you're in an area that has no reliable service.
That's true. That's true.
Where I went in St. Louis, it was very difficult to get cell service until I got to a major city. Because where we were was pretty far outside of St. Louis.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But driving wasn't bad. Traffic did move decently at most points.
How far outside of St. Louis did you go?
We were probably about 80 miles, maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. That's a pretty that's a pretty good thing there. Yeah.
You know, and plus, too, they're in a heavily wooded area, so a lot of the signals are just going to get attenuated.
This is true.
You know.
This is true. Oh.
Do we have a call?
We have a call, but the call isn't taking. Caller, stay on there. Our soft phone is crashing.
It's anonymous.
You can try taking it if you want, if it's set up to take it on your end. I hope it is. What happened? We had a software crash over here. I don't know where the caller is anymore. What happened to the caller? Caller? Oh boy. I think we're having problems with the phones tonight. What's going on? I can't hear anything.
caller.
You got it. Yeah, you got to turn the caller up. We can barely hear the caller. Hold on, Ezel. We're getting to it, Ezel. There you go. There you go. Now we can hear you, Ezel. There we go.
Oh, man. I had to go from my flip phone to my smartphone, man.
Yeah, sometimes those flip phones don't do it much anymore. You got to recharge the gerbil once in a while.
Coming. Oh, they're coming back in style, though, man. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like a flip. I like the flip, man, you know. Anyway, I got to tell you this story about Spartacus.
Oh, yeah, tell us about Spartacus.
Well, you know, the clay people, they've been working real hard here, so once in a while, I get them down in the basement and we watch TV. You know, I don't like to do that much because they kind of smell. You know, they don't.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we were watching. They like the channel surf, so they're watching. They got on a news station or some shit. And here's some politician calling himself Spartacus. And they go, who the fuck is Spartacus? And I says, oh, let's put on the movie, Spartacus, okay? So we put on the movie, and, man, they fell in love. They fell in love with Spartacus, man, I'm telling you. Did you ever see the way that guy dresses, Spartacus?
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen it. Have you seen it, Joe?
Oh, man, oh, he wears this. Spartacus wears like a miniskirt, man. He was like a gladiator or something, you know. And he's got these great fucking thighs, man. He's got this miniskirt.
I see.
The clay people went nuts. They went
crazy,
man.
Well, good for the clay people.
I'm all miniskirts. They're all running around now with miniskirts.
See, I'd wear a miniskirt, but my thighs don't look that good. You know, but it would, I bet you'd be great in this 106-degree heat index we've got.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's better than them Scots when they wear them kilts. You know, they wear them kilts. These are higher, man. They go all the way up.
They go all the way up. Yeah, you got to cross your legs when you sit down.
Yeah, or if you got the old man syndrome where your balls are falling down, man, you get, you know, you get a knob job there. You get a ball job, you get your balls shined, you know. They be sticking out. You get sunburned balls, you know.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you'd be hanging out below your miniskirt. Probably get a few dates that way, too.
You gotta put some SPF 50 on there, man. Oh, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. But you know what I heard on the radio today? Man, I listen to this program, and they talk a lot about weed. I heard that Coca-Cola is going to start marketing.
Yeah, it's through my company
California.
I'm investing in, too. They're doing a whole bunch of shit. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're going to start. Yeah, they're going to have weed coke, man, and they're going to market in the states like California, Colorado, you know.
Huh, weed coke, huh.
There's a good stock to invest in, man, I'm telling you, because that's going to take off, man. Man, that's going to shoot out of the sky, man. But anyway. I got to tell you, you're talking about old Burt Reynolds, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
When I went down to Florida, at a place called Indian Rocks, Florida.
Yeah.
And Burt Reynolds had a house there on the beach many, many years ago. And the neighbors would tell me that, we had Bertie live down the street. But we had to get a petition signed and get him out of here. And I said, what do you mean you had to get him out of here? That crazy fucker, man, he had a helicopter and he would come, you know, because he used to like to drink. He was a party animal.
Yeah.
He liked to party. Oh, yeah, he liked to, you know, he liked to go around, you know. Anyway, so he used to land his helicopter like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, shit.
His house on the beach, man. Yeah, they scared
me. Fuck that.
Over there, but, oh, man.
What kind of fucking douchebag lands a fucking helicopter at 3 o'clock in the morning in a residential neighborhood?
Well, man, if I had that money, yeah, that motherfucker has a big dough, man.
Yeah, then you get kicked out. Then they fucking kick you out of your house. You gotta go live somewhere else.
Well, no, I live in Arkansas, Illinois. Nobody gives a fuck with me.
Well, nobody gives a fuck with you, but I mean, I'll tell you what, if I'm living in a $5 million beachfront home and my neighbors land in a fucking helicopter at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna have a fucking problem with that.
Yeah, you gotta get a helicopter too, then, man.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. and then they all get fucking
your
helicopters.
Windows are so soundproof, you wouldn't even hear it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right, man. Or you smoke some good stuff, man.
That's the better option.
Shit, man.
That's the better option.
There's a solution to every problem, and it's called weed, man.
That's
you
true.
You got a problem? Smoke some fucking weed, man. What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
I hear you.
So,
I hear you.
I gotta tell you, you talk about ragweed, man.
Yeah.
About ragweed. Them bees make the best honey from ragweed.
Really?
Do they?
There's some. Yeah. Oh, man, they're going nuts because we have, you know, you were talking about it down in Florida. You're having problems up here, man. It's bountiful this year because we had all that rain.
Yeah.
In the spring.
Exactly.
Oh, the ragweed is everywhere, and these bees are going fucking nuts, man. They're making ragweed honey, man, and it's great stuff, man. It's good stuff.
Really?
So anyway, but I have, yeah, oh yeah, they make good honey from rag because the ragweed pollen is so like minuscule. It's real small, you know, because it's irritant. You know, it gets in your nose and shit. And they love it because they can make real good, fast honey. I call it Burger King honey. You know, they make it fast.
So wait, my snots could contain honey?
No.
Oh,
no, no, not at all.
Man,
not at all.
You know, you got to put some bees up your nose, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we got the ugly lights coming on.
Up your nose, man.
Oh, goodness.
So well, anyway, I want to tell you, I was, you know, I'm kind of hurting tonight, man, so I'm really kind of hitting the pipe here. I was over there, and I was watching them bees today, and I was showing this guy that was cutting down a tree next door. He was a beekeeper in Mexico. And I says, man, come here. I got to show you these bees I got. So he comes over, and I got some Russian bees, okay? Now, Russian bees, they're a little fucking ornery, man. They're good producers. But they're honorary. So we're standing and he's looking in there and the eye guy said, yeah, Russian. So I pick my head over and I said, yeah, look at that. And this motherfucker's this fucking Russian beast gonna be right in the eye, man.
Wow.
She didn't like me looking in the eye. I didn't even see it coming.
Wow.
That son of a bitch stung me right in the eye, man. And this poor tree trimmer, he goes, oh, man, you were stung in the eye. And I said, yeah, pull it out, damn it. So this guy, he saved my life. He pulled it out. But it wasn't in the eye. It was down below in the eye. But, man, you talk about having a big eye, man.
Right.
That beast out of my eye, man.
All right, Ezel. We got to cut you off, Ezel.
Oh, is it time?
Oh, it's been time.
Thanks for coming by.
I'll talk to you later, Ezel.
All right, man. We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, folks. It looks like the early lights are coming on. My pizza finally arrived. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Chimper Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out our Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable. You may rush your hour drive home or rush driver lovable. Join Betty in the morning, Toppers in the evening, and yeah. Just make your ride home more enjoyable. Go ahead, John.
It's 420 somewhere, and that means I'm in Programming Technique Q Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shy-Up Radio and leave it on just like you do with NPR in the background. That's Shy-Up Radio. Visit chiampa.info, NPR, info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
How about that? See, we went somewhere with that. I got to run this little feedy thing, though, because I see we have the newest version of This Way Out, but it hasn't actually, like, updated yet in the system. There we go. Oh,
I swear, I feel so congested right now.
I know, me too.
But I wanted to quickly say, I got today my vote by mail application, and I think this year is going to be the first year I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to get a mail-in vote and just do it this way. And this way I know it's done.
It's done.
I'll make a copy of it. I'll keep it for my personal private records.
There you go. And Windows wants an update. Windows always wants an update. So anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in this evening. We think we'll be back next week. Check out our blog at Cheyenne.info. Don't go shooting at random dogs while running around naked in the airport terminal, having a meltdown because a hurricane burnt the cookies you were trying to make while really fucked up. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a W.
Yes.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with me.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.